morning. I guess April showers bring May flowers.
And that's excellent because we're above our normal average. So if we have any...
We're going to have a whole bouquet.
We'll have plenty, which
yeah,
is
really.
Great. And if it dries out in the summertime,
exactly.
Hopefully we get a good start. And again, everything's so nice and green now. It's a lot easier to take than it was 2 weeks ago when it was brown.
Right.
So if everything's greening up and April's turning into May, that means we don't have much school left. You guys had your penultimate school year meeting, right? The school board? You'll have one more. Will you have one on the last day of school? You've got a 24th. Would that be the last day?
No, it's going to be earlier next month.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be May 17th.
That makes sense.
Because of commencement and the end of school and everything. So the May board meeting will be May 17th. And yes, Tuesday, we had a school board meeting, and we don't stop our work for anything, including a tornado siren that
horses
into the basement to take cover.
Who knew there was a basement there? Very nice.
Yeah.
The inner workings.
It used to be like a horrible, horrible basement, but it was reconfigured, and there's some meeting rooms and office space down there. Very nice. So, yeah, we met down in the basement. We continued our meeting while the tornado warning was going on, and we even had the CATS people who couldn't move their equipment downstairs continued to video us on one of their phones. So they had nonstop coverage.
It's like the post office, rain, whatever that motto
neither
was.
Rain nor
there
sleep
you
nor
go.
Snow, yes.
Well, right. That's good that everybody was safe. It was great to hear that we didn't have any lasting damage from any of those storms. And the meeting on Tuesday, you got together. Well, let's update everybody first. The MCCSC parents and folks, remember Monday and Tuesday next week.
Correct.
There is no school because of a professional development day on Monday, May 2nd, and Election Day on Tuesday, May 3rd. So we've reminded everybody about that about every week. So everybody, it seems the kids remember when the days off are. Doesn't that seem to get to mom and dad?
Well, you've heard us talking here about the school bus situation and drivers and such. And one of the interesting things came out of the meeting, Sue, on Tuesday night, was a plan for a couple of special buses.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure everyone understands or really realizes, you know, the complexity of our transportation system and all the different places our buses take people, including extracurricular activity events, athletic events, all of those different kinds of things. Now, when you're trying to coordinate the regular school buses, where we're short on drivers anyway, getting students unloaded and then getting buses available to take different groups of students different places, the coordination becomes really difficult. And so what the school corporation is proposing, what our transportation system is proposing, is to take two spare regular yellow school buses and convert those into regular buses. That means they won't be yellow, they won't have the arms. And by doing that, we can allow people who have a CDL license, just like any other charter bus driver or any other bus driver has, and they will be allowed to drive those buses. So what it does, it helps us with the bus driver shortage and getting some more bus drivers available to drive our students to different events that occur after hours.
And let me try to take that one more level. Basically, the people we see driving around, like the Bloomington City buses, the IU buses, and things like that, do not have to have the same licensing that a school bus driver has to have. So by being able to have a bus that is not a school bus, then one of those people could drive those buses, and we would pick up some extra bus drivers that way.
Right, and we already have some activity buses
right.
that don't need a regular licensed school bus driver, but those are much smaller buses
mm-hmm.
and can't necessarily carry such a large group of people, and it doesn't have the storage space under the bus. So
right.
Here's the beauty of this. Rather than going out and buying two new buses that we know are at least $100,000, we're taking two of our spare yellow school buses and converting that. So it's really saving us a whole lot of money. It's helping with getting enough drivers to be able to drive these kinds of situations after school, because the state requires a special S certification to drive students from home to school or from school to home. And that's the only place that S certification is required. And it's more testing. There's a fee that goes with it. It takes extra time. So we're hoping that this will help us alleviate some of the problem with our after-school transportation issue.
We're speaking with Sue Wanzer, who is a member of the MCCSC School Board. And Sue, we have a new principal announced.
Right. For Binford Elementary School, Jen Anderson, who came to us a number of years ago from outside of Indiana, and she was a special ed teacher, and she worked for us. She was an assistant principal at Tri-North and then was an assistant principal at Binford, and now she has been promoted to, and the board approved the recommendation to hire her as the new Binford principal. And what's always fun, and I know, Keith, you get a delight out of this too, is when we've had teachers and staff from that school there
right.
to be a part of that celebration of welcoming a new principal to a school.
We had a good number of that. Mike's younger days took him on a lunch crawl.
I did,
where
the cafeteria
you visited various
crawl.
Cafeterias. And so Mike knows firsthand.
So we might have to revive that, but I'll need about 6 months to get into bikini shape before that happens.
Okay.
I'm a little heavy after the winter, so I'm going to pass on that. And then school's out here in a week, in a month anyhow, so I don't have time.
Well, at our meeting Tuesday, we had to raise the prices of that lunch just a little bit.
What commodity goes down? Can you show me one besides maybe oil fluctuating and
that's
gas
true.
Price fluctuating? I don't think...
Well, part of our price is dictated by what the federal government requires us to have
provide,
on the menu.
And that's exactly right. There are requirements, and the more fruits and vegetables you buy, more expensive
right.
than some of the other
and
things.
And it has nothing to do with what the kids actually like to eat.
No, it doesn't. But again, if we gave kids what they actually like to eat, mm-hmm. we'd be eating gummy bears and Pop-Tarts.
Firsthand.
Well,
yes.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is what subsidizes our free and reduced lunch programs, and they require that we charge at least what they're giving us, that we charge at least for the paid people what they are subsidizing us for the other lunches, which means that our most expensive lunch now for students in middle and high school is $2.85. Still a really, really good deal for a complete lunch, I think. So, and that was only an increase of 10 cents, and we haven't done that increase since 2013 was one and 2014 was another.
Well,
so,
and you and Mike can attest to the quality of the food. You tested it.
Oh, right. And you know, and it's not what, you know, at least I remember from school, you know, with mystery meat and different things like that. You know,
I was disappointed at the lack of Johnny Marzetti, to be honest with you.
Right. That wasn't there either. But, you know, like turkey hot dogs and
whole wheat
buns,
yeah, and vegetables.
Lots of fruit and vegetables, exactly. So we're trying to help in those areas. And all reports are that, you know, our lunches are going over pretty well for folks.
Now, Mike, let me throw something at you. You've heard
Please
the term
don't hurt your
typewriter, and nowadays young
typewriter.
People don't know what a typewriter is. Well, there's another term that's used in schools. It's called textbooks, and we had a conversation about the quote-unquote what people would recognize as the book rental charge.
I would suggest, Sue, that's very similar than let me see your phone, and it has no cord on it mm-hmm. or antenna or anything else like that. Textbooks are now being found in multiple places, including electronically.
Right, and so we heard the textbook adoption for K-8 for math and social studies. Now, the way it used to be was that the state would give us a list of publishers from which to choose, and every school or high school, elementary, and middle school groups have a textbook adoption committee made up of parents and teachers and staff to look at those different options. We can now choose whatever we want. We're not stuck with those set publishers. And so... So for the social studies, I believe we are still using books that we had last year. We don't have to adopt new things every 6 years like we did in the past. And this year, when the textbook and resource adoption was presented to us, we were looking at a lot of different electronic versions as well, which just expands what students can do and what teachers can do in terms of getting more resources for kids.
Well, one of the things I like about it is that our kids now have the equivalent of the iPad, and in the old days, the textbook would talk about a piston engine. Well, now, when they talk about a piston engine on the iPad, it shows it in motion. So you can visualize how it all works, and that's one of the advantages of having the electronic part of the old, what we called textbooks. So I think it's a great move.
or for music classes, you can be talking about a certain piece of music and you can click on it and people can actually hear it and study it that way. So there are so many advantages, and I want to remind people that we still do use paper and we still do have textbooks. We're never going to do away.
Who cares
totally
if we didn't?
Books.
It doesn't matter as long as they learn. The kids are on their phone all day long. It's you're not doing anything. You know who's bothered by this change? Old people.
Yeah.
That's who's bothered by this change. The kids are like, finally. Yeah. You go ask anybody that's in the school on their iPad, they're like, yeah, it's about time we're doing it this way. It's
well,
the old people.
I just
that are
wanted to alert the audience to the fact that you may hear things like resource tax. Well, resource is textbook. So.
Well, okay, that makes sense. And whether it comes in a hardbound, smells like glue, or it's a download on your iPad, it's learning educational materials, and we need those things, right, Sue?
Right, and I can agree with you, old people, because I'm one of those people.
And I'm getting there, and that's disturbing me.
I like the feel of books, but I also like the advantages and the opportunities that I have from what I can do online and what I can find online. And our teachers, I think that there are people who think the teachers are sitting back drinking a cup of coffee while kids are on a tablet, and that's not true. I mean, this offers a whole lot more opportunities for teachers, too, to be creative and present material to students in very different ways that I think is really, really helpful.
Sue, speaking of teachers, we've got our Evening of Stars coming up.
Who are we honoring this year?
A lot of people.
Let's read them off in alphabetical order, Sue. Go ahead. Starting with the A's.
The A's would be
Apple. That's right. Aardvark.
I know. Who we're honoring? We're honoring our retirees. And this is what it grew out of our reception that we used to have honoring retirees. This has been turned in to a very nice banquet evening and celebration where we will honor our retirees, and our various schools are able to nominate teachers and staff from their schools who they think deserve recognition too. So we'll be honoring all of those people. It's a lovely evening. For anybody who would like to attend, I believe they can purchase a ticket for $26 through the MCCSC. And just so people don't think that we're spending all of our school tax money on something like this, we're not. We have a lot of great partnerships, as you know, Mike, in this community. And so this really is being funded through a lot of different sources of people who want to support recognizing and thanking teachers.
And Sue, before I let you go, we've got the Thank a Teacher program, speaking about that. That the foundation is doing.
Yeah, and I forget the cost, but it's a real minimal cost. You can write a note. That note gets sent directly to the teacher, the staff, or whomever, or it can be somebody that you're thanking from your past. And Curry Buick and Carrie Curry is also doing a Facebook Thank a Teacher for, I think they will donate a couple dollars for each thank you that you post on their Facebook page, and that'll go to the our school foundation.
Excellent, and the foundation always helping out as well. So great stuff there.
Right.
The final week of April is just, we're in it, days away from it. So again, reminding folks, Monday, May 2nd, that is Election Day Eve. That is Professional Development Day. MCCSC will not be in session Monday or Tuesday on primary election day, so it's a nice long weekend for those folks. I wish I had a better forecast for them, Sue, but I can only do what I can do. we hope everything is going well with early voting down there at the other end of the Showers building. Is it you've been helping people out with that?
Well, we do. Keith asked me this last week, and there is now in front of City Hall a big sign that says "Vote" that directs people to the north side of the building. So
the business
side. And
no one
that's helping with that. Yeah. North End. The business side is the west side.
Oh, is it? All right. Well, if you're going that way, you'll finally go around in a circle and eventually hit all four sides, and the right door to the second floor will take you to early voting. Heaven. That's where you got a stairway to heaven. That's exactly what it's for. Sue, enjoy your weekend, and we will get caught up
with you
next week. Believe it or not, we'll be May, and we'll get ready for the down the stretch, the final 3 weeks of school in the MCCSE.
Okie doke. Thanks for having me on.